This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I've been following this company for about 4 or 5 months. They came in my radar. I said, man, we got to get this guy on the show. We're talking about Glance Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GLNNF. And with us today, we're lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, Desmond Griffin. Desmond, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I would love for you to give maybe a little bit about statement of who you guys are, what you do, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Sounds great. Yeah. So Glance Technologies is really a mobile payment technology company is kind of core part of what we do. And, you know, we're focused on bringing, you know, using mobile technology and leading edge technology such as blockchain into the marketplace.
You know, I was looking at some of your 10Qs and sequential growth. You've had sequential growth over the last three quarters of your revenues. It's not a lot, but there is growth there. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think, you know, we launched our products really just a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. And so we first go to market and then, you know, the revenues follow. And I think we're seeing that, the growth rate has been, I think, quite solid. And we've announced a lot of things recently in terms of deals, which, you know, are available publicly there that, we're pretty excited about.
Well, the reason why I asked you that question is that there's a lot of anti-fraud going out in there, and you guys got this product or application, if you will, Glance Pay. How does that differ from Apple Pay?
Sure. Well, Apple Pay is kind of there's a couple questions there. Apple Pay is kind of a different, it's more of just a specific kind of anonymous payment method. We provide really an entire payment solution, if you will, for both consumers and merchants that really enable richer, intelligent payment scenarios, using the convergence of technology that we see in mobile devices to make smarter payments, faster payments, a rich experience in terms of, communications around the payments, and also, heavy loyalty and incentives programs built into our infrastructure so that, merchants, can incentivize and compensate consumers and try to build loyalty, and consumers get the benefits of receiving, bonuses for just being a customer of the merchants they like. So there's really a whole platform around that side beyond just a kind of an anonymous payment. In terms of fraud, that's a major issue for merchants and retailers in general. And a lot of big companies, such as those you may have mentioned, have struggled with that. And it's a challenge. It's an arms race, and there's a lot of bad guys out there trying to rip people off. And so we've taken that very seriously and focused for quite a while on our technology and infrastructure. I've been in kind of mobile payments for many, many years now, and we've built on my experiences and innovated to use the broad range of technology you see in your mobile device, which is beyond what you find in kind of traditional, say web browser based environments on a traditional computer, to use that to help combat fraud. And we're quite proud of what we've done. We've announced over 13 months with zero fraud across all of our live locations worldwide, which, we're really pleased with. And we think that's an important, important thing to accomplish, to allow merchants and consumers to get involved in mobile payments so the costs are effective and people feel comfortable transacting.
You know, it's funny that I was reading some news on there, and it seems like everybody is getting into the cryptocurrency, but you guys are seem to take it a little bit, further than everybody else. You guys are coming up with crypto for cannabis. At a glance, and no pun intended, what is the Glance Coin loyalty program?
Sure, yeah. So I'll kind of, focus on that. So Glance Coin, really, as I mentioned, we believe a fundamental tenet of electronic payments now that's been established, over the last few decades between consumers and merchants is this concept of loyalty, rewarding, promoting surrounding transactions. If you look at credit card companies, they all offer points, you know, and bonuses, major merchants, online retailers, you know, to encourage repeat usage and loyalty, there's these incentive structures built around payments. So we believe that's a fundamental tenet of electronic payments, and we think mobile is the most rich, and you know, we think it's the big long-term trend of payments. And naturally, if you believe in the premise of cryptocurrencies, you know, being a, you know, one of the promises of them is payments and enriching payment experiences. There's other promises as well around that technology, and so we believe that is having a blockchain-based solution surrounding loyalty and rewards, you know, with a token infrastructure surrounding that, makes a lot of sense. And so, you know, we're working on you know, preparing technology on that front, and have been you know, actively bringing on, you know, we think quite a strong team, you know, with a lot of international experts that are well recognized, and building our team to work on this exciting new area of technology. And we think it's a great fit for what we do. And we think mobile payments, you know, and cryptocurrencies are, you know, that's how those two, you know, will work together in the future.
I couldn't agree with you more. My guest today is Glance Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GLNNF. With us today is the CEO of that company, Desmond Griffin. You know, I teach a class, and I said, if you're going to look at buying stocks, always look at management and how their team is put together. And I'll tell you, Desmond, I take my hat off to you. You've hired a new media person. You've got some digital strategic people in there. And then to top it off, you went and hired one of the best ICO guys in the field. I think he's an expert, David Drake. What does this team mean, and what is it going to do for your company?
Well, you know, attracting talent is obviously has been a big objective for us, and we've been very fortunate to get major advisors that, you know, as you've alluded to, and also core people, you know, on our team. And you know, really, it's been a snowball effect. You get involved with one great person, they introduce you to two more great people, who introduce you to two more great
right.
people. So we've been very fortunate, and you know, it's amazing to be able to lean on these individuals' experiences, their insights. Their experience, you know, having gone through all the things we're tackling from a broad perspective, and you know, bringing on the thought leaders in the space to work with us has been a pleasure, and we think, you know, we're excited about where that can help us.
And then I read, that wasn't enough. Then I read you bring Michael Turpin, the founder of MarketWire, which he sold that to the NASDAQ, and he joined your advisory board.
That's correct. Yeah, we're very excited to get him on board. And, you know, again, just adding to that team of you know, that depth and experience and the reach, you know, they again, the networks of a lot of these people are phenomenal, and they introduce us to, you know, so many opportunities, investors and you know, partners, customers, you know, just in addition to their insights and knowledge. So we're thrilled with what's occurred in that area.
You know, Desmond, educate me a little bit. I'm an old fart. I'm 54 years old. You know, why mobile payments? What's my benefits?
Well, again, it's about the, again, if you look at what's happened in mobile phones over the years, it's been a complete convergence of technology. And it really is about your personal device is what that is. And it's only getting more rich in this experience. So what we can do with mobile technology is, you know, that's, we see that as the future. We think that's, you know, already is here today. And really it allows us to provide security because of all the tools and technologies in there, personalization, but without compromising privacy, because you can have a history that you know of and have a custom experience with a lot of intelligence surrounding wherever you go, but while maintaining your privacy. So we think, you know, that's really where everything is going. If you look at in Asia, in China in particular, it's already happened. It flipped to mobile devices a few years ago, and now, you know, trillions of dollars annually are spent to people's phones. It dwarfs all of the forms of payment, companies like WeChat and Alipay. And you know, you can see what happens when the market tips and the technology is ready. Suddenly people realize that, you know, at least in that market, that's the way to pay. And we, you know, we're quite, you know, bullish on that for North America as well.
Well, Desmond, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure meeting you. It's a pleasure to have you on my show. I know you're a busy guy over there. But in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
You know, I think we touched on a lot of key things. You know, we're really happy to have had, you know, a strong year to date, you know, to have been fortunate to raise capital to help tackle the markets that we're going after, and you know, and expand our team and our customers. It's been a great year, and we're certainly working hard and excited about the upcoming year and beyond.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully, you'll be a regular guest, come back on here every 50 or 60 days, and give us an update of what's going on with Glance Technologies Inc.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.